Next, we have a story that will challenge your assumptions about Korean restaurants. NPR's Rina Advani found a cafe in Seoul, South Korea, that caters to both people and dogs.
Climb up three flights of stairs, open the door, and prepare to be accosted. At least six or seven dogs, eager to sniff and lick newcomers, scamper to the door. The Bauhaus Cafe is in a trendy part of Western Seoul that's popular with the university crowd. On this Saturday afternoon, more than half the tables are occupied by human patrons, some of whom have brought their own dogs. 26-year-old Lee Song-jae manages the cafe. Lee welcomes customers with a cheerful hello. As pal to the 15 dogs that actually live here, and the ones that come to visit, Lee has countless doggy stories. There's Choku, a black Irish setter, with two wives and two sons. Hart, a border collie, is most intelligent and the leader of the pack. Then there's Annie, the beagle, always the first to get at the treats. There are dogs everywhere, on tables, on couches, underfoot, and then at one point, a skinny brown and white Russian wolfhound, joined by a Belgian sheepdog, venture onto the wide windowsill to peer out to the street. All the dogs are friendly, and Lee says it's not just dog owners who come by.
The
cafe is popular with people who can't afford a dog of their own, Lee says, and he adds it provides temporary pleasure for visitors. This is a full-service cafe with clientele sipping drinks and slurping noodles. There's no dog meat on the menu, though it remains a delicacy at some Korean restaurants. In this cafe, the dogs are fed plenty. A schnauzer devours a customer's bowl of fruit-flavored shaved ice, a dessert that is widely popular across Asia. Lee says the cafe was designed with dogs in mind. Everything is waterproof, he says, even the paint on the wall. Rows of toilet paper hang down a column, along with a mop and towels. The vinyl floors are spotless, and if any mess surfaces, they're easy to clean. Che Jong-yo has a sprained ankle, but it doesn't keep him from visiting the Bauhaus Cafe. He pops in at least 5 days a week. His dog Wing recently passed away, but he fondly recounts what his pet enjoyed most about the cafe. He was well trained at home, Che says, but here he knew it was the place that he could bark and jump and fool around with other dogs. And Bauhaus provides just that, an upscale cafe where dogs and their owners have fun together. As the afternoon goes by, a customer brings twin chihuahuas in a baby carriage. Even a Persian cat makes an appearance, stirring some interest but no fights. These are well-trained and well-behaved dogs who reign over the cafe. Rina Advani, NPR News.
To see what a cafe looks like when it's gone to the dogs, visit NPR.org.